Hello, listeners. I am now going to recite the King's Speech. I spoke to the man at the gate of the year and asked for a light to help me tread safely into the unknown. He answered, "Step into the darkness and place your hand in the hand of God. That will be better than light and safer than any familiar path. May that almighty hand guide and uphold us all." The moment came in 1939 at the outbreak of World War II, when King George VI delivered perhaps the most famous of his speeches. Listening today in the BBC archives, one hears the quiet dignity of a monarch who stammered throughout life, a struggle poignantly depicted in the award-winning film The King's Speech. It is also the quiet faith of a nation's leader, head of an empire and a commonwealth, offering hope to his people in dark times he feared lay ahead. In that speech, the King echoed lines from a poem by Minnie Haskins, published in 1908 in a collection titled God Knows. Though some have thought she was American, she was in fact raised near Bristol. Legend says the image of the man at the gate of the year came to her as she stood at an upstairs balcony window, gazing down the lit driveway to the gate of her home in Warmley, and noticing the looming darkness beyond. She later said she did not know the King would quote it in his Christmas broadcast in 1939. Nor did she hear the speech, but heard a summary and felt the lines were familiar. The poem had been given to the King by his wife, Queen Elizabeth, commonly known as the Queen Mother. It stayed with her for life and was recited at her funeral in Westminster Abbey more than 60 years later. The poem's lines express a deep longing in many hearts to know what the future holds. People seek answers from fortune tellers, clairvoyants, and others who claim to foresee what lies ahead. And who among us wouldn't want to know the future? There are countless uncertainties. Whether I will keep or find a job, pay the mortgage, lose my home, or endure illness. A famous maxim attributed to Benjamin Franklin speaks of life's certainties, death and taxes. The Bible adds another certainty. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment. God is holy and righteous and cannot overlook sin. All have sinned, except Jesus, and the wages of sin is death. Can we escape death and judgment? Yes. In love and mercy, God sent Jesus of Nazareth to die on a cross. People rejected him, unable to accept his teaching, but God was deeply involved in the death of his Son, viewing Christ as the willing substitute who bore our sin and shame and bore the punishment we deserved. Jesus, the righteous one, died for the unjust to bring us to God. Therefore, God can forgive the sins of those who turn from their ways, trust that Christ died for sinners, and accept him as Lord and Saviour. Through this, sin is forgiven, judgment averted for believers, and eternal life secured. For those who trust in him, Judgment Day has already taken place at Calvary, where our sins were judged and our punishment borne by our substitute, Jesus Christ. Feeling uncertain about the future? Put your hand in the hand of God. That is better than any light and safer than any familiar path. Trust in his Son, and know that he has already faced death and judgment for you. Go forward, knowing you may not know the future, but you know the one who holds it, and you are in his hand. Thank you for listening. May God bless you all.